every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Living is the life for me.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, the Outdoor Living Hour here at Rosie on the House, fourth Saturday of the month. So we have Farmer Greg of UrbanFarm.org in studio. And if you've ever considered growing your own food, this hour is designed to help you not only do that, but do it learning from somebody who's been teaching himself and going through mistake after mistake, trial and error learning, my style of learning, you know, hands-on, in the dirt, and what do you have in it, Greg? 30, 40 years in it?
Oh, yeah, a little bit longer than that. I planted my first garden in 1974.
So you may not be, you know, we may be able to get you to Greg's level in about a 20-year time frame if you listen. You know, and this won't be a 40-year time to convert, but we may be able to shorten that by half, maybe.
Yeah, but here's my level. I promise you, I've killed more plants than everybody out there.
Are you like Rosie?
Not on purpose. Yeah, probably.
Hey, trial and error. You won't know until you try.
There you go. Absolutely.
And we're talking today composting, a big part of. Really where it all starts. It's the soil.
You know what? There is so much truth to that. And this is one of my favorite topics to talk about. I will talk about it in ignosium if people will listen. But the single most important thing we can do to have a successful fruit orchard or garden is to build healthy soil. And so in this first segment, we're going to talk about a few things that may not seem like building healthy soil, but I promise you we're going to get there.
Okay, take me away.
All right.
Pen in hand, I am ready.
Yeah, so, you know, we've all heard about sustainability and, you know, sustainability became a big thing in the late 90s and the early aughts. And for me, I want to distinguish what sustainability is. Sustainability simply sustains the mess we've created. Sustainability doesn't do a lot to fix the broken systems that we have in place. Now, am I saying sustainability is bad? I'm not. Sustainability is a great place for people to begin thinking, but we have to go way beyond that. And in permaculture, which I've been studying now for 30 years, I like to call permaculture the art and science of working with nature. In permaculture, we look at natural systems and see how we can integrate those natural systems into what we're already doing. And, you know, in nature, breakdown happens. You know, if you've got a forest, leaves fall off of the trees, an animal comes along and leaves a deposit, you know, worms start doing what they're doing. And before long, we have this regenerative, not sustainable, this regenerative process in place that is actually naturally making soil. And regenerative processes are generally circular in nature, so they recreate themselves over and over and over again. And so looking at that perspective.
I just looked up the dictionary definitions to define them. Sustainability, okay, the ability to be sustained, supported, upheld, or confirmed. So like you said, you're just sustaining what already exists. Regenerative. Yes. Of relating to or characterized by regeneration. It's like you were saying, being able to recreate yourself or the system over and over and over.
And the cool thing about regenerative systems, I have a whole front yard of food that just automatically grows every year. I rarely, all right, maybe 20% of the seeds that I plant and grow in my front yard food garden, I planted this year or last year.
So 80% is your regenerative.
80%, yep, 80% of what's the food growing in my front yard self-creates itself every year. And it's because I've raised carrots and I let the carrots go to seeds and the carrot seeds go get spread in the garden beds and they make carrots the following year.
So the key to that is to not pick 100% of your carrot harvest. You've got to leave a couple left to go to seed.
Exactly. Exactly. So that is distinguishing regenerative. And I always have my hand in the air drawing a big circle about what regenerative is, because nature works very regeneratively. Natural systems regenerate themselves. If they don't, they go away. And if we as human beings can figure out how to create systems that mimic nature, and there's a study out there called biomimicry, and there's a study out there called permaculture. If we watch natural systems, we can replicate those in our spaces. And what I've done here at the Urban Farm is I've created a circular composting system. So let me draw a picture of what that looks like, a word picture of what that looks like.
Let's play Pictionary.
There you go. I harvest about 10 buckets of food waste from a restaurant a week. I've been doing it for about 3 years. And they deliver it.
With their permission.
Oh, yeah, with their permission. They when I walk in the door every Saturday morning, hey, Greg, how's it going? You know, and I eat there a lot. It's one of my favorite restaurants. And they, you know, they get between 6 and 10 buckets of pre-consumer food waste. So it's tomato ends and lettuce and that kind of stuff. And so I have that stream of compostables coming up the driveway once a week. We have a couple of neighbors that drop off food waste to us. And then we have our food waste. Now, remember, where I'm going is a regenerative food system. So all of a sudden, I have all of this compost coming, compostables. It's not compost yet. I have this compostables coming up the driveway. Now, there are 4 different places that these compostables or food waste go before they make soil. So the whole point of a regenerative food system, a regenerative composting system, is to create healthy soil in the form of compost. So the food waste comes in, it goes in my worm bin. So I have a worm bin, and the worms eat it and make worm compost or worm castings, which is basically just worm poop.
Fancy word for it.
Fancy word. And in gardening, we call it gardener's gold. There are so many good microbes in it, and it's just, there's this amazing life that lives inside of worm castings. So some of the food waste goes into the worm bin. The worms make worm poop out of it, and I harvest that, and I put it into the soil to make healthy soil. There's this another process that I do here called black soldier flies. And I guess the key thing you need to know about black soldier flies is that they will eat, they're a little grub, and they will eat twice their weight in food waste a day. So they're very efficient converters of food waste into their body, which is a grub, which then goes to feed the chickens. So we actually feed these grubs to the chickens. And the third place that this food waste goes to is the chickens. You know, we've got 13 hens here that make eggs for us. And so some of those buckets of food waste just goes direct to them for fresh greens for the chickens. They love it. Then the chickens make eggs for us, for one of the things. The other thing that the chickens do for healthy soil is they give us chicken poop. So that chicken poop then goes to the fourth place, which is our composting system here at the Urban Farm. And I take the rest of the food waste and yard waste and grass clippings and leaves and branches and all that kind of stuff, and that goes into an actual composting system. Now, each one of these 4 things that I just mentioned ultimately makes healthier supplements or healthier soil that then go into the soil.
But we're talking about, you know, physical work here. You really haven't done a lot.
I don't.
So far, the chickens, the worms, the grubs, the soldier flies, you're just feeding them, and they're the ones doing the work.
Exactly. This is the lazy, we've talked about me being a lazy gardener before, right?
Yes.
This is the lazy gardener coming out in me. Absolutely. So all of these things are giving me different components of healthy soil. So then what I do is, in the end, what I get is this supplements that is healthy, that goes into the soil to make my soil healthier. And the cool thing for me is that since I started collecting the buckets of food waste from the restaurant, I don't have to buy compost anymore, because by the end of the season, by October, I'll be able to harvest enough compost, fresh compost that I made here at the Urban Farm for all my garden beds. Which then, and here's where the circular part comes in. All of that goes into my garden beds that grows healthy soil, that grows healthy plants that I harvest the food from. I take the food scraps from that. It goes back into the system and starts over again. That's where the circular part is.
And you answered a question I had been sitting on when we're talking regenerative. You know, a lot of our listeners are rural. We're talking urban farming. You're right in the center of Phoenix, Glendale, and about 12th Street. You know, for somebody who might be a little more rural and doesn't have a local restaurant, or they've already got their, the restaurant has two or three people they're providing the food scraps for and they're at limit, what is your alternative? And you had mentioned that you can buy compost, and just about any landscape yard will deliver yards of it for you. I'm not talking going to the nursery and getting four or five sacks. You can get yards and dump trucks dropped, and then you could just have your pile there, and it's never going to go bad. So you get one big pile that it may take you 2 or 3 years to burn through it all.
Well, you want to keep it wet. You could let it sit that long, but I would just get enough for each year. And here's the deal. The best place to buy compost in bulk here in town, you ready? Arizona Worm Farm.
Okay, Arizona Worm Farm.
And Arizona Worm Farm.
We'll have contact information on how to get a hold of them right after this.